Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at the Score. And not just kidding.
Afternoons on the Score.
The quarterback stunk. The offensive line stunk. Special teams stunk. Defense stunk. The running game stunk. The coaches stunk.
Oh, man. Our dear friend, the late, great Doug Buffone. Would have been really fun to hear what Doug thought of that thing.
Or maybe not. Maybe not for the Bears. I think for every listener, it would have been a hell of a ride. Could you imagine someone like explaining to Doug what Twitter is and then being like, hey, Doug, there's a video of a shot that we didn't have on TV of Tyreek Stevenson over there with his back turned to the line of scrimmage.
Well, sometimes, Lawrence, a game is so maddening and rage is so vast that it reaches the heavens. And sometimes our old friend Doug is roused to share his anger and his thoughts on a horrific Bears law. Doug, is that you?
We are live from Six Heavenly and SixHeavenlyTheScore.com. I am your host, Doug Buffone, up here running around with a Ron Santo who's been clicking his heels all week because he's as mad as I am.
Wait a minute. Santo has heels up there. Oh my
God. Get your legs back when you get up here. That's not the point, boys.
What is the point?
I've had it. I could kick a tomato can down a grocery aisle and pick it up before the Bears finds a win at the end of that game.
Hit the bull in the ass with a banjo.
I don't even understand.
Oh, you couldn't hit it. If it was stapled to your hand, you couldn't hit it. And I'm mad at the coaching, okay? Uh-huh. Like a nice woman at Blackjack's Gentlemen's Club, it starts at the top, all right? You start with the top. And I've had with Eber, Fluke, or whatever. You grow hair on your face, you grow hair on your head. I know where you need some hair, okay?
Where does he need hair? What are you talking about?
He needs it where it matters. And they need to drop the way that ball should have dropped to the ground. I'm hot, okay? You want to lose? I've lost. I had my teeth kicked in a dead-end dirt road for 10 years. I'm not mad about losing. I'm mad about not taking someone down with you. You say 13 yards don't matter. 13 yards. It turned me up if I'm wrong, OB. 13 yards is about 40 feet. Okay? That's half a bowling lane. You don't think it matters?
It did.
You know everyone else is 40 feet long at T-Rex. Okay? And I wouldn't mind if Eberflus wants to go sit in the portage on and we'll let the T-Rex run up on him like they did in the movie.
What?
When you saw Tyreek Stevenson with his back towards the line of scrimmage,
yeah,
how did that make you feel?
Okay, Steven Town, Stevenville kid, whatever, his Steven Center, Convention Center guy, I don't care. He's out here waving around like a T-ball player picking dandelions. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come down there this week. I'm going to dig up Chris Conte from whatever Circuit City he's managing, and I'm going to get him back out on this field.
We did
run into somebody. He's out here thinking he's at a Dodgers game in the World Series, tapping a beach ball up in the air so everybody's happy and they don't get there till the fifth inning.
Is this as embarrassing as a Bears loss as ever been, Doug? You think? I mean, it's pretty damn embarrassing right here.
I mean, it's bad. It's bad, okay? A double doink, that's a fluke, okay? This is incompetence. And if people want to go, oh, 55 got held. I know a little something about 55 getting held. It was usually outside of hangups around 2:30 in the morning from a flight attendant. And I'll tell you, that was a big deal then, too, okay?
I mean, wait, so you got held outside of a hang-ups, like 55?
I've been held outside of a hang-ups, okay? And I'm the one who put the lock on the coat check door at Gibson's. We're not here to talk about who's done what and who's done what where. This is about the Bears embarrassing themselves. When you hand a ball off to the fat guy, you don't trust the fat guy. That's like giving a hot dog to a dog to a poodle and say, "Here, watch this for a second." Better drop it.
Yeah, you wouldn't trust the poodle with the hot dog, right? You're not.
Let's go to the black psychic on Old Route 66 in Lyons.
He's taking calls. We didn't say it's you could take calls.
We got Don on the 355. We're going to go to you after we talk to Big Jim in Villa Park.
What would you like to see happen this week?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I got a couple of things I'm doing up here. People think it's the government. No, we control the weather up here, okay?
Oh, you do?
It all happens up here. What I'd like to see, bring everybody in, sit around and say, we screwed it up. And then go say that out of the camera, trying to act like things aren't even matter. And it's okay, guys. We'll get them. You got them this week. We got two more games here against people that don't already have better records than we do. Do you want to go out there to the Cardinals, pretend you're a 14-year-old with a BB gun, and get yourself a bird?
Wait, so tell us more about how you guys control the weather. That means you can make it bear weather anytime you want?
It's a whole committee. It's a whole committee. Somehow Skilling's already got a say on it, and he's not even up here. There's a whole committee. I've been telling you, we got to get some bear weather out here, and maybe it won't matter because you're out here playing. One quarter doesn't get you a dollar, okay?
No, it never did.
We got a Mercedes with bald tires that you couldn't park sideways into a Bennigan's if your life depended on it.
Bennigan's? All right, Doug, it's really good to talk to you. It's really good to hear you. We're glad you're doing okay. You know,
Doug Buffon's thoughts on the games are brought to you by Zayers. Come into Zayers this holiday weekend. We'll take care of you. And don't forget to stop by Marshall Fields. We're going to Marshall Fields. Look in the window. You know what? If you're a Bears player, look in the window and see your own reflection. Who do you want to be?
Thank you, Doug. Oh, God.
Thanks.
Yeah, he's the best. He really is the best. He's very friendly with the stand-up comic Daniel Van Kirk.
Yes, it would seem that those two guys know each other really well.
Exactly.
And that way, that's, you know, they can channel each other almost.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Doug, he probably does a great Daniel Van Kirk impression.
I'm told that Daniel Van Kirk does a great Doug. Like, you would never even know that it was Daniel Van Kirk.
Oh, I see.
Who was doing it.
That would make sense. All right.
And he knows how to use Twitch, apparently.
He does. He knows how to get on the Twitch.
Which I wouldn't expect that Doug would. But
the fact that Santo was clicking his heels, right?
Not good.
You get your legs back. Exciting.
I hope that you had fun with that segment,
Speed. Oh, I did. I really did.
Because I don't know how much fun you're going to have in the next one.
Why?
Well, because you've got some thumb pointing to do.
Hey, Eberflus isn't going to do it.
So you're going to do it?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to show you what it is to be an adult and take accountability when you have been wrong. Okay?
Okay. All right. I like that. That's happening next here on The Score.
It's football, mister.